This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. What does it feel like to discover something? The moment of curiosity, of wonder, of questioning whether the thing you found might have already been discovered? And then there's what happens next, finding out what it adds to our understanding of things. Our next guest recently experienced a bit of this when she discovered what turned out to be a canoe more than 1,000 years old sunk in Lake Mendota. Tamara Thompson is a diving instructor and a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society. Tamara, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, take us underwater with you, Tamara, to when you initially spotted this. What did you see? What did you think?
Well, it was a Saturday afternoon, and finally had a Saturday off, and I invited one of the girls from the dive shop to go diving with me out in Lake Mendota. In the spring, we have really good conditions in our local lakes, and we took diver propulsion vehicles. They're like a little fan with a battery, and we were scootering. It was pulling us along the wall. We were kind of chasing down some fish that hang out along the wall, and about the time we were ready to stop, Mallory signaled that it was her turnaround time. And I looked under where she had stopped, and I saw the end of a dugout canoe protrude, or what I thought was a dugout canoe protruding from the slope. So she signaled we had to go back. In fact, I got out my my slate and I wrote, I think that's a dugout canoe. And she signaled we needed to go back to the boat because it was her turnaround time. And when we got back to the boat, I asked if she wanted to grab another tank and go back and check it out and make sure it wasn't just a log. And she had some other things to do that afternoon. So I got a hold of a coworker, a terrestrial archaeologist that specializes in the late woodland population. And her name is Amy Roseborough. And I asked if she wanted to come sit on the boat with me, if I could go back and try to find where we had last seen the canoe.
You went back, you found it. Now, how did we get from, okay, it is a boat, to it's a 1,200-year-old boat?
Yeah. So when I was with Amy, I took a camera down and took some pictures. It's one of those chicken egg situations, right? Do you clean off the canoe and see and expose it and see if it actually is a canoe or a log, or do you leave it and then it's not exposed to the elements? And I cleaned it off, took pictures. We discovered that it was filled with net sinkers. Or what later we didn't know as net sinkers. And we took the photos back to the Historical Society and went through committee. They decided that since I had exposed it, it was exposed to the elements. We have zebra mussels that are in our local lakes. Algaes can get into the canoe. And it was determined that we should find out how old it was at the very least. So our new state archaeologist, Jim Skibo, came in and had me go down and get a little sliver of the canoe, which he sent in for radiocarbon dating. And I have to say, I was absolutely surprised when it came back with the age of 800 AD. We had a little bet in the office, and I was betting that it was like a 1950s Boy Scout canoe because it was in such good shape.
So it's in great shape, but it's at risk of deteriorating. What is the process of bringing a 1,200-year-old canoe out of a lake without damaging it?
Well, you first need to consult with the local tribes. And I think that was one of the first steps that the Historical Society did, was send notice out to them to get feedback. And, we received support from a number of the tribes, and we decided then to put a team together. We needed manpower. And so I asked the local sheriff department, the Dane County Sheriff Department, if they would be willing to participate in helping us excavate and lift. Turns out that they had their last dive day of the season was the 2nd of November. And because most of the guys work third shift in the jail, it was hard to pull them from their regular schedule. So that became our hard and fast date for when we were going to lift it. And then my coworker, Caitlin Zant, and I, and a few other volunteers from the Historical Society that we have in, that have us have help, working with us in the diving program, went out and excavated the canoe the week before. And with the help of the sheriff department and Randy Wallander, who does a little commercial work along the coast, we were able to create a plan to lift this thing and get it to the surface.
Now, the people who use this boat for fishing, presumably in the lake, were maybe some of the same people who built the famous effigy mounds in our area. As you've been working on this project, what kind of things you've been thinking about, wondering about what this boat tells us about life here 1,200 years ago?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, we've never found a ship from this era, and not in Lake Mendota, and not this deep. And in fact, one of the points that Jim brought up was that we haven't found another craft with a cache of these net sinkers. So to understand that they were using these nets in our local lakes here in Madison area is pretty significant.
I know you've done Great Lakes shipwreck work in the past. Does this make you want to spend more time in inland lakes to see if you can find more finds like this?
I'm sure there's a lot more things out there. Most of our funding for our projects have been related to the Great Lakes, and so that's really been our focus for the last 32 years of our program. There's a lot more to discover just very close to home.
And what is next for this dugout canoe? It's been dug out, and what now?
Yeah, so we brought it back to the beach and hand-loaded it into a trailer, and the DNR conservation warden drove it across town to the State Archive and Preservation Facility. And there's a custom-built tank that's there, and it is sitting in water right now at that facility. It will sit there for about 2 years. So it goes through a process with polyethylene glycol, and there's two molecular weights of that will be added to the water to displace the water that's in the cells of the waterlogged canoe. This will allow it to be stable. After about 2 years of that, then it's going to be sent to another facility for freeze drying. And so we'll see it back here in about 3 years, and hopefully it'll provide a good contribution for our understanding of the peoples that lived here before us.
Tamara, thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tamara Thompson is a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society. We talked to her today about an ancient canoe she found at the bottom of Madison's Lake Mendota, and what the boat can tell us about the people who lived in the area more than 1,000 years ago.